In a major change to travel rules, European nationals heading to the UK will be required to obtain a mandatory entry permit starting Wednesday, a move the British government says will enhance border security. The Electronic Travel Authorization, ETA, which can be purchased online, will cost £10, €12, initially, with the price set to increase to £16 from April 9. Similar to the US's ESTA system, the ETA will be mandatory for all European visitors from April 2, following its introduction for US, Canadian, and other visa-exempt nationals in January. By digitizing the immigration system, we are paving the way for a contactless UK border, said Migration Minister Seema Malhotra earlier this month when the website was opened for the first applications. Expanding ETA worldwide cements our commitment to enhance security through technology and innovation. The permit allows visits of up to 6 months and is valid for 2 years, and it is required for all travelers, including minors and babies. Applications, which can be made via a smartphone app or the government website, take around 10 minutes, with most decisions made within minutes. However, the government advises allowing up to 3 working days for processing. From Wednesday, nationals of about 30 European countries, including all EU member states except Ireland, will need the ETA to enter the UK, which left the EU in 2020. Applicants will need to provide a passport photo and a facial image. The ETA is digitally linked to the applicant's passport once approved. Flight passengers transiting airside without entering the UK are exempt from the ETA requirement, following pressure from Heathrow, which was concerned about potential reductions in passenger traffic. Only Heathrow and Manchester airports offer airside transit in the UK. Almost 84 million passengers passed through Heathrow in 2024, with a third coming from the EU. The ETA scheme, launched in 2023 for Qatar, was expanded to 5 Gulf countries and later to around 50 other nations, including Argentina, South Korea, and New Zealand. By the end of 2024, the Home Office reports that nearly 1.1 million visitors had been issued with ETAs. However, the ETA does not apply to UK residents or anyone with existing UK immigration status. The new ETA requirement mirrors the European Travel Information and Authorization System, ETIAS, which is planned for visa-exempt travelers to 30 European countries but has been delayed until 2026.